They just look old. And my guess is they're lazy. A lot of old people are lazy because somehow when they hit their 80s or 90s, they think it's time to take it easy. Old people aren't spry and full of ginger anymore. Now they're all just lazy. And frankly, I think they're just trying to get a free ride to the gate. But let's get back to the actual process of boarding. As soon as the wheelchair derby is over, the next thing you have to contend with is these people who show up with canes and crutches, what I call the quasi-handicapped. And even though I'm willing to cut the wheelchair people some slack, I'm not so easy on the cane folks. I'm convinced most of these jokers with canes don't really need them. And once again, it's the old people trying to gain sympathy and get to the front of the line. It's obviously a scam. Have you noticed, for instance, how suddenly these canes materialize out of nowhere? One minute everyone at the gate looks perfectly healthy, and the next minute half of them have a limp. And before you know it, there are 20 or 30 people leaning on canes. I'm convinced that somewhere in the airport, which has now become a large mall with airplanes as a side attraction, there must be a little place where you can rent canes. Canes for planes. But you know something? I'm not that upset. Not really. Because the best part about these handicapped people getting on the plane first is that they have to get off last. Fuck 'em. They always get off last. While they're still looking for their carry-on bags and rectal thermometers, I'm halfway into town. You see, life has a way of evening things out. As we resume our look at the advance of euphemisms, we have to keep a close eye on the image makers, advertisers, marketers, public relations people. And to repeat an earlier point, it's important to remember that over time, this trend towards softer language has only gotten worse. I don't know when the whole thing started, but I do know that at some point in my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I wasn't consulted on this, didn't get a postcard, didn't get an email, no one bothered to call. It just happened. One day I simply found myself using bathroom tissue. And then, just as my loafers were becoming slip-ons, my sneakers turned into running shoes, and in no time my running shoes became athletic footwear. It was about then that a trip to the department store revealed that my lazy slob uniform of sweatpants and sweatshirt were now located in a section called activewear. The world was changing. I saw secondhand clothing referred to as vintage apparel. I saw toupees advertised as hair appliances, in keeping, I would imagine, with the dental appliances that had long since replaced false teeth. Of course, if you didn't want to wear a hairpiece or a rug, there's a nice old-fashioned term, you could always look around for a good, reliable hair replacement system. Keep an eye out for systems. They're everywhere. The clerk who sold me my answering machine said I was purchasing a voice processing system. A mattress and box spring set is now called a sleep system. And the people who sell mops have not been resting. According to a commercial I saw recently, the Clorox Ready Mop is now America's favorite mopping system. And if you think you can escape these systems by going for a drive, forget it. Your car has been systematically infiltrated too. The heater and air conditioner became the climate control system. Your brakes have been replaced by a braking system, and your seat belts and airbags are now known as the impact management system. You can't beat the system. Marketers will always strive to make things sound more impressive than they really are. That's why dashboards became instrument panels. And how's this for laying it on thick? A magazine ad recently informed me that the cars depicted were equipped with leather seating surfaces. When you get right down to it, you have to admit, marketing people have a ton of balls. The upgrading continued. At home, I found myself watching animation instead of cartoons. And it turns out all those TV shows I'd seen before were really not reruns. They were encore presentations. At about that time, I noticed that soap operas had begun billing themselves as daytime dramas. Theaters felt overdue for an upgrade, too, so they became performing arts centers, or sometimes performance spaces, in keeping with the spirit of certain nightclubs, who now speak of themselves as party spaces. The really hip just call them spaces. While all this was happening in smaller locations, the big arenas decided they wanted to be known as events centers. Center is another word that's become important. Hospitals have long thought of themselves as medical centers, but now libraries have joined the chorus, calling themselves learning resources.